FPL, face off the casuals. I'm not in a good mood. I'm not. It's been shocking. You haven't done much better, but I've had an absolute stinker so far. I know we're at the time of recording.
Yeah, it's halfway through.
We've still got games to play. This is Wednesday morning. There's games to play tonight and Thursday, I believe.
Yep.
But I don't want to go on.
No. All right, thanks. Later. Let's go on then. Let's go through it.
All right.
Let's hear your team.
Okay, so, I'm not going to hear the teams. I'm going to go over the scores as are so far.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it in the Kings versus Casuals order. I've got 41. Mm. I don't even believe that's average, is it?
No, average is 45 at the minute.
Jeez. Craig, you got 53.
Yeah.
Which is above average at the moment. I don't know what Fitz is out now in his Weetabix, but 96 at the moment.
Proper cheating. That's proper ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
how ridiculous it is.
It is. Yeah, 96. It's 96. Disgusting.
I've got to say, Jim Tim's 89. Not exactly bad. Both those boys have now cracked the 2,000 point barrier.
Yeah, I've gone from 1 point behind second to, I think I'm about nearly 40 now, 30.
Well, you're
like
on 1,971.
Yep.
I'm on 1,892.
Ooh, you said that quietly.
Don't want to hear anyone to hear. It's been a shocker, but I don't know why it's been a shocker. My team wasn't that bad. So I'm going to go through it quickly. It's an honouring goal. Van Dijk, Saliba, Gabriel, Palmer, who didn't play last night, is injured, which is interesting. Cook, Foden, Martinelli, Salah, Solanke and Darwin. Now, the Liverpool players, two of them didn't start against
Salah,
Fulham.
Salah's my captain as well as yours. He came off the bench with about 20 minutes to go, didn't he, I think?
Well, did he?
Yeah.
I mean, all right, he's on his way out. He must be, because he is not getting near a tackle, near a ball, nothing.
No. I think I'm done with Salah for this season, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think he's done with the season
that's the way it is. Martinelli, another player that came off the bench. Should have scored, by the way, last night. Mm. We're gonna talk about the Chelsea game because there's quite a few things I want to bring up.
Yeah.
Solanke's is doing the business, but yeah, Saliba and Gabriel have got me 26 points between the two of them, which is great. Don't get me wrong, I have got 7 players to play, and it looks like Alvarez is going to come in for Palmer off my team.
Thursday night.
Let's go through your team. I've had enough of mine.
Yeah, well, I had Raya in goal. We've got 16, which I'm very happy about. I went for that Crystal Palace defender.
That's the one.
You got one.
You're not allowed to pick players you can't pronounce.
Well, I've done it because I've got another one here. At Nori came in, he got one. Gabriel, 12. I've still got Foden to play, possibly. Salah as well. Palmer as well. Saka got 9. Eze got 11, which I was very happy about. He was one of my signings in. Darwin got 1. And Haaland yet to play, possibly not playing. He's got a little flag on him. Mm. Yeah. So I got Munoz to come in for Palmer, definitely. And then if Haaland doesn't play, well, that's it, because I've got Udogie on the bench, who is now definitely out for the rest of the season. And unless he goes to the same bloke that Jota did, get some dodgy inhalers.
Yeah.
And then we got Gusto, who got 0 points, probably because he conceded 5. Did he even play? Did Gusto play yesterday?
No, I don't think he did. Oh, he might have done.
No, Gusto did not play.
I mean, to be fair, by not playing, he got 0.
Yeah, he could have got minus, actually, and he probably would have come in for Haaland.
We will come on to that.
Palmer didn't play. I thought it was really funny that this week Pochettino came out and said, we're not Cole Palmer FC. And then,
well, it turns out they are.
Yeah. Then they get dicked 5-0
now
when he's not there.
I know this is the FPL, but we want to talk briefly about the FA Cup. Because Nick Jackson proves he's probably the worst striker in
English football, probably.
Potentially.
I mean, you could have picked a conference player. He would have buried at least one of those chances, surely.
Mate, he was awful. And he'd done it again last night. There was one. He'd had it. Don't get me wrong. Amazing touch.
Yeah.
Just got to slot it and put it wide.
Sometimes his touch isn't too bad. His movement's brilliant. And, like, But then as soon as he gets the ball, he's awful. Like, he can't pass, he can't shoot, he dribbles too long.
And you made me put him in my team at the beginning of the season, and I haven't forgotten this.
Yeah. If anyone wants to tweet me to see who I can try and get into his team next season,
honestly,
please let me know.
Right, but there's a player that you've really pissed me off with this season.
Yeah.
The Brentford striker that I was thinking, all right, who's this guy? I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays for Palace.
Yeah,
he?
Yeah.
He's had a great week.
He got 16 points and I didn't put him in. Unfortunately, I couldn't get...
I didn't put him in because I couldn't find him on the Brentford team list.
I was 0.1 million off and he got 16 points. I'm pretty gutted about that. Yeah. To be honest, I think this week I'm going to be able to do what I want because I want to get rid of Salah. He's too much money and he's not doing anything. And Haaland, we don't know what's wrong with him.
He's just sulking a bit, isn't he?
I don't know what's going on with him, but like he is flagged with an injury.
The thing is, you still look at Man City players because they do look like they're still going to win every game left.
I mean, you look at the run in, you can't see him really dropping points. I mean, you wouldn't put money on them dropping points.
I watched the Arsenal game last night, and I thought Arsenal looked fantastic.
Yeah, shout out if you got Ben White. What did he end up on? Something like 26 or something?
Ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, his second goal was a cross, and he even knew the cross because when he scored, he went, "Oh, sorry, guys." Little cheeky smile. Wasn't that upset about it, but
big orange face. Yeah,
but he did look embarrassed.
Yeah, but I think that was more.
He was before, yeah. So he planted one in a sort of far post. But Arsenal were exceptional last night. But at the same time, Chelsea were woeful. Mm. I mean, how they beat Everton 6-0.
Doesn't say a lot for Everton, does it?
Well, talking to the Everton game, we've got to go over the VAR thing. I know there was an incident in Man United Coventry match, which was offside. That's the rule.
Yeah.
It is. But what was funny, watching all the Man United fans that left and then found out the VAR...
Left the stadium and had to run back in.
If you haven't seen this, go on social media. It's very, very funny.
Yeah, it is quite funny. Touching on that, if you're offside, you're offside. Doesn't matter if it's a toenail, you're offside.
That's the rule. And this is the thing. It's the same with goal line technology. The ball's either over the line, even by a smidgen, or it's not. And I know people are upset because it was Man United that got the decision.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean,
I've got no time for love stories in football. Do you know what I mean? Sodom. Yeah, we're in the final. That's all that matters.
You're going to get absolutely humped. You've got one centre-half. Well...
We've got one fit centre-half.
Half a centre-half.
Yeah, we've got Harry Maguire. He's our only... In the first team squad, he's our only centre-back who's not injured currently.
And that's why I've put Onana in my team, because I think he's going to have a lot of shots to face.
There's Sheffield United, and judging by the performance and the, well, recent performances, you've got to think Sheffield United fancy their chances.
Oh, could you imagine?
I mean, if I was a better man... Well, I am a better man... Both teams to score looks like a...
Oh, that'd be absolute...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost certainty. Well, yeah. I think it's more if United score than if Sheffield United score, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, United... It's a brave move having Onana.
No, he's going to get the best scores going. Because there's going to be penalties he's got to save.
Mm-hmm.
And he's shown he can save them, so that's all right.
Yeah.
But getting back to VAR, nothing about your Man United love story. Forrest should have had a few penalties against Everton.
Yeah, that was weird. And Clattenburg came out and said some pretty mental stuff. I don't know if you can do that, can you, really? I don't know if anyone missed it.
I missed this. Go on, what did he say?
He said that the referee, I forget his name, who was doing the VAR, was a Luton fan. He didn't just say it once. He said it in a newspaper article. He said it on social media. And So I don't know if there'll be charges brought against him for that, but... Not a huge Clattenburg fan, to be honest with you.
No, and when people start saying, oh, referees are supporters and things like that...
Have you seen his tattoos as well?
What, the Luton ones?
No, Clattenburg's got a Champions League on his arm with the date he refereed it. Like he won it, do you know what I mean? He refereed it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's next level.
That is, isn't it?
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah. Oh, that's up there with Salt B.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? What was that, the World Cup?
Oh, Meat Man with the...
Yeah,
Salt Bay.
Salt Bay, that's him.
Yeah, he just used to go around... Doing his little weird thing, yeah.
Well, anyway, not bad. Getting back to football. But yeah, so it does look a little bit dubious with VAR. Things are going to change, I think, a bit there in next season. But, there's still this whole thing of you've got to score. Stop waiting for referee decisions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just score. I mean, I think Forest have got big problems. Have they still got to wait for their point deduction, or has it been taken off? And
they've taken it off. I don't know if they've got any more charge. I don't think so.
Because Luton's still got a chance. Burnley have still got a chance.
Yeah.
But we're minimal. I know Burnley's sort of come together a little bit at the moment, haven't they?
They've kind of got their act together a little bit. Yeah.
They've saved it until the end of the season.
Yeah, they've left it late, haven't they? There's only four more games left for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Burnley 2 points off Forest, who are just out of the relegation zone. 3 points off Forest, sorry.
Yeah.
Luton are a point off Forest. I feel like Everton should be safe. They're 5 points off relegation.
And also, they're appealing their points, aren't they?
Yeah, and they've also got a game in hand on the rest of them.
I said Brentford were going to get relegated, but they've all of a sudden, since I said that, kicked in a bit of form.
If they win the next game, if they win one more game, they're safe.
Yeah,
pretty much. I think mathematically as well. My maths isn't that great.
I mean, Sheffield United had gone. When can they actually go? Is it this week?
They got 16 points. They're 10 points off safety. Yeah, I think technically it'll be next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they're gone. They're gone. I mean,
they'll go out after beating Man United.
I mean,
going high.
Yeah.
So at the moment, I mean, I don't really want to talk about my team anymore, but it could all turn good for me. I've still got, I say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players to play. Basically 8 to come in.
Yeah, because Alvarez comes off your bench. Yeah.
Yeah. So it could all turn round. But it's,
I mean, I've got potentially 7, but we don't know about Haaland. I get Munoz off the bench for Palmer. I feel like I feel a bit cheated because the players that I was gearing up for this game week, so many of them got injured. And like Bradley's out now as well. I had to get rid of him.
Same here.
Yeah.
I brought in Van Dijk. I couldn't afford Trent.
Yeah.
Prick scored, didn't he?
Of course he did.
Great player. Love him to bits, but come on, mate, do me a favour. Oh, so anyway, I've looked at the fixtures for next week or game week 35.
Yeah.
After watching Chelsea play, my word, their fans must be hiding behind the sofa. They got a double game week of Villa and Spurs.
Yeah, that's not a nice one.
And what's interesting about this is on the FDR ratings, Villa are red, and Spurs are a 3 grey.
Yeah, that's quite funny.
They're fourth and fifth.
Yeah, that's pretty...
That's harsh, isn't it?
Taking the mick a little bit.
Man United a red.
Spurs aren't great, are they? Let's be honest.
Man United a red.
Yeah. That's very poor from the FPL people here.
But when Burnley play them, Spurs are a red.
Yeah.
Someone at the FPL...
is a Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone's a Chelsea fan.
Chelsea's a fan. I wanted to point that out. Yeah. This is how they cheat. They keep playing with my team as well, putting players in.
Yeah. Well, is this what tricks you? Is it all different colours? Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't go around cheating like that.
Nah.
Taking the pressure off.
Speaking of Spurs,
they should all be dark red now with Chelsea after last night.
Yeah. I mean, Chelsea's running after that double game week isn't too bad. They got West Ham, Forest away, and Brighton away.
And then Bournemouth.
That's a double game week. And then Bournemouth at home. That's right. Not such a bad run-in.
Fill your team up with Chelsea players.
I've got two. I've got Gusto who didn't play, and I've got bloody Palmer who's ill.
Yeah.
I won't be bringing anybody in for that double game week.
You only bring in Palmer there?
I mean, I'll keep Palmer because he's an illness, so I don't think he'll be out for too long.
Be brave, put Jackson in your team.
I'd rather put Richarlison in. But I think for their second double game week on 37, Forest and Brighton, then you could load up on Chelsea. Mm. That could be worth it. Spurs also have 2 double game weeks, but that, like, so many of the big accounts on Twitter and whatnot are bringing in Spurs players. But they've got Arsenal, Chelsea.
Well,
Liverpool is in between the 2 double game weeks. Then they got Burnley, Man City.
Right, finish on Sheffield United.
And then the last game,
This is Spurs, so Sheffield United will beat them.
Yeah.
Because it's Spurs.
And they might get a result at Man City or something. But yeah, no, I don't fancy Spurs players at all.
For me, the team you load up on is Newcastle.
Newcastle. I think if Haaland, if he's still, we're not really sure what's going on with him, but I think Isaac to Haaland could be the move. They've got a double game week coming up, but they have other games, Sheffield United, Burnley, Brighton and United is a double, and then Brentford. That's lovely. That's one of the best run-ins out of anyone. I think that's probably the best run-in.
Yeah, you would say that. I mean, an interesting one, though. Everton. I've got a nice little run in. But there's a couple. That's just, for me, there's like potentially 6 pointers all the way through there.
Yeah, they got Brentford, Luton, then Sheffield United. Their last game is Arsenal. And that, I mean, it could go down to the wire, but the league. So, yeah. I wouldn't fancy.
Other teams that look like they've got some good run-ins. Just because of their form, Palace.
Yeah, and I mean, I think I'll probably keep... I've got Eze. I think I'll definitely keep Eze to the end of the season. I probably won't keep the defender. But yeah, they've got a nice Fulham, United, Wolves, Villa.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's nice. But not... there's a lot of teams now that are just mid-table mediocrity.
Well, this is it. This is the stage of the season where people have got, you know, they're already on their summer holidays,
absolutely,
aren't they? Especially
flip-flops are on. Suntan's loaded up.
Yeah, well, Ben White's from head of the game, isn't he? Jesus.
Yeah. Which is great stuff. Okay, so, well, in terms of signing players,
I want to bring in Isaac.
I'm going to Newcastle.
Salah possibly for Gordon, and that'll free some money for Isaac. And then that gives me a little bit more to play with the week after. I'll probably have to take a -4. I will have to take a -4 because I've only got one free transfer. That's most likely the route I'm going to take. What are you thinking?
Very, very similar, to be honest.
Yeah.
I hate to feel like I'm copying you, but I said it first.
I think this... No. No, you didn't.
Well, I said load up on Newcastle players. And
if
then,
this,
and
if
then,
you edit this in some weird way...
No. I said
it first.
I did it first. Yeah. No, I said load up on Newcastle players, and then you went, yeah, well, I'm going for Isaac.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in it's on the pod. No. Oh. Right? It's there.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I have to... do some strange... No, I did actually say it, so it doesn't make any difference. And if it doesn't, I will definitely make it sound like I did.
Yeah.
but talking of teams that, you know, probably need a bit of help, I know I've had a bad week, but there's someone I will really want to bring up because I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, go on. Is it our friend Charlie?
It is our friend Charlie. Now, our friend Charlie been giving it big spuds, hasn't he?
Mm.
At the time of talking and how many players has he got to play? Oh, dear.
He's got Haaland, probably won't play. Garnacho, Virgil's got a second game. SP, Foden.
Yeah, and his bench. Oh, he's got a couple.
He's got Muniz and Taylor to come on. So, okay. Yeah, he's got an extra 7 points.
But at the moment, he's time of talking, he's got 24.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
24. But and the other thing, yeah, this is what really cheered me up. So his captain was Palmer.
Yeah. Who obviously ill.
Obviously didn't play, didn't get any points. His vice captain,
Erling Haaland. Yeah.
Who might not play. If he doesn't play, that means he doesn't get any double points at all, does he?
No, which is very funny.
Please let that happen. Yeah. Please let that happen. Honestly, I don't even know if there's some weird rule where you get your best player.
Or just get a wooden spoon.
Yeah. Just get well soon card from the FPL.
Yeah.
That is awful. 24. Charlie, I hope you're listening. You've been telling Craig and I how much you're going to smash us and beat us. And
you've gone above him, yeah. There you go.
Even I've gone above you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Feel embarrassed. Feel very embarrassed. And in the listeners' league, the casual listeners' league, this is you did the best, Craig.
Yeah, which isn't saying a lot.
Shows the standard of our casual listeners' league.
Yeah, shout out, guys. Well done.
So casual.
We're all shy.
Yeah, some of us are shiter than others. Charlie. Yeah.
Sam's still top. Fair play, Sam.
Yeah, he is. But you beat him this week, didn't you?
Well, at the moment, I am. Time of talking, and I'm 35 points behind him as we record right now. So yeah.
Yeah. Good. Right, well, I think we'll leave that there because I still want to cry about my team. I've only marginally cheered myself up about talking about Charlie's team.
Yeah, you could cheer yourself up by doing one of the funniest things and just, like, over our speaking, just completely edit in.
No, I'm not going to...
Oh, load up on Newcastle players! No,
it definitely is already in there.
All
so,
right, okay, sure.
Yeah, well, someone's got miffed, haven't they? Yeah. Right, okay, anyway. So from me, it's goodbye, and from Craig...
Laters.